Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There ain't no way. I don't know how you make Pro Bowl, All Pro, and you're not a top 100 guy. That's, I mean, I could have been 101, I guess, but Aaron Rodgers didn't even play in the season. He was voted. So, I mean, hey, everybody made mistakes. It ain't just the media that do it. The players, clearly, if they voted for this, they made some mistakes. But it is what it is. I mean, end of the day, I know the truth, and it's okay. I got some more for him.
That's Jalen Johnson. It is a favorite clip of the Rahimi and Harris show here on 670 The Score as we broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Jalen Johnson is talking about the NFL, not ESPN necessarily, not The Athletic, not the Chicago Tribune, not the Sun-Times, the NFL's top 100 players of 2025. Players do get to vote. Some players, not all players.
No, but like, it's interesting because they asked the players to just select your top 20 players. So think about it like that.
You're not getting the most accurately collected sample.
Right.
You're getting some sort of voting average or construct.
It'd be different if they were like, rank the top 100 players to each individual player. But also, what player would want to go through that painstaking exercise?
I mean, if they care about it, maybe they would.
But so you name 20, and a lot of this is reputation based. And if you're on a bad team, let's be clear, the Bears have been very bad for several seasons now. You're just not going to be top of mind. You're not going to come to mind. And that's what I think they're suffering from. We're counting down from 100 to 1, right?
Yes.
They're to 73.
So let's go through the list. And here's how you know what you said is correct, Marshall, because I think it's basically tabulating how many votes these people get per what they think the top 20 is. The bottom line is it's an inaccurately collected sample. So that's why it's a little all over the place. Number 100 is Ladd McConkey, the Chargers wide receiver. 99, Seattle Seahawks defensive lineman Leonard Williams. Number 98, Aaron Jones and the Minnesota Vikings. That seems a little low.
Well,
Drake London is at 97, Atlanta Falcons wideout.
Should he be that high?
See, yeah, that's where you start asking some questions. Lavonte David, the Buccaneers linebacker, is number 96. Josh Sweat, the Arizona Cardinals linebacker, is number 95. Sam Laporta, the Lions tight end, is number 94.
Okay. Now, we do have some NFC North bias, I think, when we're reading the list.
Here's mine. Creed Humphrey, the center for the Chiefs, is at 93. I think he is better than number 93 in the top 100.
So do the Chiefs.
So does a lot of the league. And yes, they're paying him like
exactly. That was my point.
That's a big point to make. He didn't allow a quick pressure under 2.5 seconds across 653 pass-blocking snaps in 2024.
Is that good?
Elite status, but he's number 93 on the list. Jesse Bates, the Falcons safety, is 92. Tua Tagovailoa, the Dolphins quarterback, is number 91. So that takes care of that portion of the list. We continue with 90 through 81. If the NFL page will ever load, because it's in multiple pages, because of course it is, clicks. Zach Allen for the Denver Broncos. The defensive lineman is number 90. 89 is James Cook, the running back for the Bills. Is that a little low?
I don't know. I think sometimes here's the problem. Fantasy football is on people's minds, background. Even if you don't play fantasy football.
Correct.
You hear about skill position players so much more than you hear about A, defensive players, B, offensive linemen, that you really have to kind of, if I was doing a list like this, the first thing I would be is like, who's going to the Hall of Fame? And then just like write down names. And like, of those guys, who's still playing at a Hall of Fame level? And that would be like the starting point for finding my top 20.
That makes a lot of sense. But you're right. I value guys who get yards and touchdowns more.
We all do.
I do. Andrew Van Ginkle, the outside linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, is number 88. I feel like he should be in the top 100. Quinnen Williams of the Jets is number 87, the defensive tackle. Laremy Tunsil, offensive lineman for the Commanders, is number 86. Might that be low? Kyren Williams for the Rams, the running back, is number 85. Christian Gonzalez of the Patriots, cornerback, number 84. Cameron Hayward, the defensive tackle of the Steelers, is 83. Pause for recognition of 83. Jerry Jeudy of the Cleveland Browns, the wide receiver, is number 82. Trent McDuffie, the cornerback for Kansas City, is number 81. So Trent McDuffie ranked higher on this list than Creed Humphrey. So here's 80 to 71. You know what we have not heard yet?
A bear.
Rawr.
A bear of any kind. And I just want to point out, as this continues to be released, the higher you get on the list, the less likely it is there will be a bear because...
Bears.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is something where, Marshall, you and I kept watch. We kept watch over this NFL Top 100 list. We were trying to see with each time that they released a set of players and that number group, whether or not we were going to see a bear, because we thought it would be early. Rashawn Gary, the Green Bay Packers defensive end, is number 80. Dak Prescott, the Cowboys quarterback, is number 79. Khalil Mack is number 78 of the Chargers. Still got it.
So Khalil still got cachet, as it were.
Indeed. T. Higgins, the Bengals wideout, is number 77. Again, I think that is low. Vita Vea, the Buccaneers defensive tackle, is number 76. 16 games, 42 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 7 sacks, 13 quarterback hurries, 1 pass defensed. Patrick Queen, the Steelers linebacker, is 75. Bobby Wagner of the Washington Commanders, the linebacker, is number 74. Christian McCaffrey checks in at number 73.
And that's where we are.
So, yeah, because they have yet to release 72 and 71. I believe that's today and tomorrow.
So let's just give some perspective here as we continue to talk about the NFL 100 and how many Bears do we expect to be on this offseason's edition of the NFL 100. Last offseason, there were two. Montez Sweat at 82. And then a guy who's not on the Bears or any other team currently. And that's Keenan Allen at 51. So Keenan Allen's, he can't be on.
Keenan Allen went from 51.
To off the list.
Named out of your top 20.
Well, you know what? Let me not get ahead of myself. Maybe he is on the list.
Maybe he is.
But he wouldn't be a Bear, so he wouldn't count as a Bear on the list. Maybe Montez Sweat is on the list. Although, we've gotten past his place, and he had a better season 2 years ago than he did last year.
Yeah, he had.
So it's hard to believe that he would be on the list.
He has 10.5, and now he's down to 5.5.
No. I'm just saying it's possible, because the names have not been revealed. The guy who was doing all the complaining on Hard Knocks about not being on the list.
Jalen Johnson, I think he's your best chance for being on this list.
And do you like his chances to be a top 72 player on the list?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I feel like he could still be in that mix. I feel like anything probably under 50, and I'm not trying to say Jalen is the 50th worst or best. I just think based on the fact that he wasn't on it the last time, based on how you know the survey is conducted, that I think he's going to pop up on the list. He would be my best chance player, especially with the Pro Bowl nod. I feel like those go hand in hand. So that would be my guy. Who's your Bear that you think has the best chance?
I mean, it's probably Jalen Johnson, but I don't have any confidence that he will be in the top 73. And again, I think it's a flawed construct to begin with. Because you're just voting for the top 20 guys, and that's how that works. But I just...
Even if it were top 25, you would have a more accurate sample.
Yeah, no, the more you list, the more accurate the sample.
But even if you just give them five more, you're up to a fourth. That I think that would give you a little bit better of an answer. Creed Humphrey is my best example. No way that dude's number 93 in the league.
Again, top of mind, depending on who you go up against every year. And I don't think the players themselves have the same thought process that we do.
If you're kicking it out to two Bears after mentioning Jalen Johnson, who's your number two?
Who do I think should be number two, or who do I think the players would say is the second best Bear on the roster?
I'll take both of them.
I think it's Kyler Gordon. And it could be T.J. Edwards. I go back and forth between those two. It'd be one of those two. Is there somebody else you have in mind?
T.J. Edwards, and then despite the terrible offensive season, I still think D.J. Moore because of just A, the year's total of production, and then B, still being a primary target.
D.J. Moore had his best offensive season 2 years ago and still couldn't get on the list. Look, Keenan Allen got on there because of what he did, not as a Bear.
His reputation.
But as a Charger.
Yeah. His body of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how I know he's fallen off the list, because he played in a Bears uniform last year. Like, I know it sounds terrible to say.
But we didn't know where the ball was going, especially toward the end of the year during that 10-game losing streak.
All right, so here's a good suggestion from the text line, 847, and I got no problem with it. What about Joe Tooney?
Oh, good call.
That frankly, could be a guy.
Frankly, what about Drew Dahlman? But I don't think he's above Creed Humphrey, and they're both centers, so.
Yeah, it's a good question, right?
I'm not knocking Drew Dahlman. It's just, I think Creed Humphrey is that good. I was very happy about the Drew Dahlman signing. Let's just reestablish that.
When you look at the players who were at the top of the list last year, that's why if it was going to be Joe Tooney, I feel like his name would have already been called. Does that make sense?
It does, but
and so,
perhaps we're not valuing the acquisitions on the line in that respect.
Well, let's, you know, as we can do, let's reflect back on what happened last year as we look at this and try to figure out if we can make sense of something. Where did you say Laremy Tunsil was? This year,
Laremy Tunsil on this year's NFL Top 100 list, I believe he was 86.
So last year he was 71. That's why I asked.
That's a little more accurate, in my opinion, for Laremy. I clearly value offensive linemen. Laremy Tunsil this year was 86, correct.
Okay, so if I'm looking at, you know, Joe Tooney not being on the list last year, if I look at Drew Dahlman not being on the list last year, if we start with that, how are they going to get up in here, especially when you look... Let me tell you how many offensive linemen are on the list past, 73?
Oh, you have the one sheet view? It's not like NFL.com. Where
from last year.
Yeah.
From last year.
Let me look at that.
So, offensive tackle, Laremy Tunsil, I just said, was at 71. Mm-hmm. Offensive tackle, Teron Armstead from the Dolphins, was 67.
Dang.
Guard, Zach Martin was 53. That's the next offensive lineman. Zach Martin was number 53.
Okay.
And then if you keep going up, finding an offensive player takes a while. You go all the way to 41. Lane Johnson. That guy's going to the Hall of Fame.
One of the best in the game, right.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. And after him, going up 41 on, looking for an offensive lineman, Bueller, Penei Sewell at 22.
Man, Tua Tagovailoa went from 36 to now... where he was earlier on this list.
And then after Penei Sewell, you got to go all the way to 7 before you get to Trent Williams from the 49ers.
Man.
And after that, guess what? There are no more linemen. So there are only 3 linemen after that. The top 50.
That says a lot. And Tua went from 36 last year to number 91.
Yeah, it's tough. But to answer the question, Layla, I don't think any Bears are going to be on this list. And that's okay. Maybe it'll put a chip on everyone's shoulder and they'll all play a little bit harder. What I've learned is you're not going to get on this list without being a winner.
Take it personally.
All these are from winning teams. Well, most of them.
No,
Myles Garrett is like an exception.
Yes, and he's the exception because he's Myles Garrett.
Also a future Hall of Famer.
Indeed.